Good afternoon. A warm front is producing a round of scattered showers and bursts of rain across a large part of interior New York and New England, perhaps even some rumbles of thunder with heavier downpours possible through the early part of the afternoon hours. Then, as this batch of precipitation moves by and the warm front lifts to the north, a southeasterly wind flow will bring an increase in humidity throughout the rest of the day. Some breaks in the cloud cover behind the front will add to the instability as sunshine carries temperatures into the lower and middle 80s. This will set the stage for some energy to push out of the trough of low pressure currently situated over the Mississippi Valley. This energy will act on the warm and humid environment in place to produce more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the second part of the afternoon, which will last through the evening and into the night tonight. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, with wind gusts and small hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The activity should eventually wind down late tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it will be rather muggy, with areas of fog developing. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. It'll remain tropical into the day on Thursday with humidity levels high, giving us mostly cloudy skies and a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, that tropical air will remain in place even as the trough of low pressure starts to lift through and out of the region. Still, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with highs in the lower 80s. And still some energy left on Saturday, acting on what's left of the humidity to produce a few showers and storms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid 80s. As that trough departs, a new ridge of high pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend and early next week. The result will be hazy sunshine, hot and humid weather both days, with highs on Sunday and Monday near 90 degrees. In that heat and humidity, a scattered thunderstorm is possible on Monday afternoon. A new trough of low pressure will approach on Tuesday, renewing the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will remain stalled from the Gulf Coast into New England through the day today. The front, along with an upper-level trough, which will also be parked across the same area, will promote instability as well as deep moisture across much of the eastern United States, aided by expansive southerly flow on the western side of a Bermuda high over the Atlantic Ocean. Sensible weather will be warm and humid along the front and points east with rain and thunderstorms. Episodes of heavy rain are also expected in this type of pattern, with the Weather Prediction Center highlighting a slight chance of excessive rainfall and flash flooding across portions of the Deep South north into the Appalachians. Flood watches are in effect from the Florida Panhandle north through Atlanta and up the Appalachians into southern Virginia. And the Storm Prediction Center has also issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the mid-Atlantic with gusty winds and hail possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1933. And the record low, 46, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m. 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. More humidity, lower to mid-80s Saturday with a scattered shower or storm. Hazy, hot, and humid Sunday and Monday, both days near 90. Chance of a thunderstorm on Monday, but a better chance of thunderstorms Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.